If you are a regular listener of this show, you understand that every day at roughly 1:50, we do a segment called Place Your Bets. And we are up front. It is not legal as of yet in the state. Well, it's legal, but we don't have the mechanism yet in place in North Carolina to place wagers. Just like whip out your phone, bop, 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 push some buttons, and do it. I mean, there are people who do it, but it's not yet available to the regular citizenry. But it is a massive industry. And Doug Kazarian is joining us now on the Adam Gold Show. His new venture is called PlayersOnly.com. Last time I spoke to Doug, he was with ESPN. And he has been right on the crest of this industry becoming mainstream and all the popularity in sports wagering becoming above board. And it's about time. And he joins us. You feel good about not only the new venture, but where the industry is headed?
Yeah, good to be with you. You know, no one really knew what to expect once legalization hit 5.5 years ago. We didn't know how much the leagues would be comfortable with it or the networks and which states would come. I mean, we knew New Jersey was initiating it. So here we are 5.5 years in, and I think it's good where it is. There's some things that I'm not crazy about, but, you know, like anything, you got to, you know, break a few eggs to make the omelet, right?
What aren't you crazy about?
Well, I was hoping that it would take on a path much like kind of the stock market, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's really like how it should be viewed, I'm of the belief. But it's going sort of towards the European model in some ways, which I think is cool too, where it's like a vice and entertainment only, you know, not to be. I guess what I was thinking with the stock market, it should be viewed from a intellectual way as the market, stock market, not necessarily like a retirement fund.
Right.
But from just like discussing stuff, conceptualizing it. But right now, I think it's in a very sort of lottery ticket approach where, I don't know, I'm just going to throw out a number, but this is not a random thrown out. It's like 85% or whatever of customers of these legal operators are using like $1 and $2 parlays and trying to do like 11 legs and trying to make $30,000 or something like that. And they're just being fun. I mean, they're not going broke or anything silly like that. And because of it's $1 and $2 stuff, a lot of these companies and TV networks are getting sort of reckless as well, having anchors give out picks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine if that's what the consumer wants. Like, I'm not going to tell, you know, what the masses do. I just don't know if that's like the long-term way to go about it. And that's just not stuff I'm going to be doing. Like, you know, for lack of a better word, it's a lot of grab ass.
Right.
And, you know, that's fine. I just think there's other conversations you can have around it where it's in between the, you know, the $1 parlay world and the yelling at the screen, 900 number, screaming absolutely free, guaranteed win. Like, I'm not trying to go that route either as well. I just think there's a way you can talk about stuff, talk about games in a smart way, and, you know, simulate the day-to-day existence of a regular sports bettor, not of a parlay king $1 bettor.
It's almost like the difference between, because you like in the stock market, it's the day trader versus the investor, right?
Right. I don't think it's the lot. It's really going the lottery ticket approach right now in terms of content and everything. And I just think there's a better way to do it. We can talk about a game and have the entry point being sports betting or whatever.
Right. You know, you talk about an intellectual approach to it. Doug Kazarian, PlayersOnly.com, is joining us because there's so much information. And that's the way it used to be. I used to have a friend, I'm even forgetting exactly which company he worked for. So it was all about research and trends and tendencies and looking at games and players and situations and using the information that you could glean from past performances and all that to try to determine future outcomes. That was a more intellectual approach to doing it. I'm sorry, only players, not players only. Why did I get that wrong? Onlyplayers.com. My fault for messing that up, Doug. So just looking at it from an intellectual standpoint, is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, it's more like, so right now I think a lot of the content out there, whether it be networks or whatever, they've substituted sports radio, conventional sports radio, with betting sports radio, which is great. And I think it's smart because a lot of people are betting, and we don't need to rehash where LeBron ranks all time, whether he's better than Jordan or not. I just want to, you know, change the channel. I can't change the channel fast. So I like how we're doing it that way. I just think when it comes to betting, there's just like a smarter way to do it. And I also think people don't know a whole lot, right? So I think there's people who do, like myself, and what we're trying to do with our content and our business model is distribution, right? So we know there are partners out there that want content, so that's what we're doing with our distribution of our content in radio, written, and TV. And then we're also trying to have appeal to the consumer the same way, and which is all obviously all that's intertwined, where people can come and sort of like just watch a couple minute clips here and there and be brought up to speed with everything going on. And I think that's what we're trying to do.
Doug Kazarian joining us, onlyplayers.com. There needs to be a smarter host of this radio show so we don't screw that up. And I apologize to Doug. Thank you for coming on. I'm really sorry I blew that. All right, let me get into some other things. First of all, what do you make of this fact? Because if research is important, and research is, I saw this earlier today that in the NFL this year, if you bet the under in every game, you are roughly 60% successful. Does the NFL have to adjust? Not the NFL. Do the people who set the lines have to adjust, or is it just that's what it is?
No, it's a great question, and it's a talking point we did in our segment called Betting Buzz. I'm about to tweet out a two-minute video on how I reacted to that, so that's the question. So right now it's 61.5%, and just so people have context, if you were successful with your betting at 7%, you'd be crushing it.
Yeah.
So 61.5% is outrageous. So I talked to a couple odds makers, and they think between now and the end of the season, the overs and unders will be about 50-50. Because the markets will adjust. So it has adjusted. So about half the over-unders for this weekend are 41 and under, which is really low. But also there's quarterback regression, right? I mean, look at some of the quarterbacks with DeVito and injuries and things like that. And he said, one guy specifically said, he goes, look, it's not like scoring's going to go up because of weather, right? The wind and everything. So he's right. Like, scoring's not all of a sudden going to start getting better and better. So I think it's just really important to my overall takeaway is, if I already like an under based on the matchup, I'm probably going to bet more on the under because of these trends and the quarterback play, because it's also red zone offense that across the league is being poor.
Yeah.
And then it's also just an execution of, you know, how people are. Like for example, Monday night, the Chargers had a comfortable lead on the Jets, and they're like, we're not messing around. Yeah. Clock is more important. We don't respect the other quarterback, but let's just grind out three runs, not mess with it, and then we'll be fine. Now, on Sunday night, the Bengals had to ice the game, and they threw deep on T. Higgins on the first play, right, at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a little bit of both, right? I think if you respect the other team's quarterback, you maybe are more inclined to pass, and that's if you really like your quarterback, too, like Cincy does Joe Burrow. And then if it's another situation, now, granted, they were a one-score game versus the Jets were up two touchdowns before the scoop and score.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's more like we don't respect the other team's quarterback, which is often the case, so let's just run the clock.
Doug,
and I think that's why a lot of these games are dying at the end. And I think we have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, also, you mentioned it before, quarterback play, not good. Good at all in the National Football League. By the way, this is not pro football, college football. I'm not sure you can set the total low enough to convince me to go over in an Iowa football game. Iowa-Minnesota, the total was 30.5, easily stayed under. Iowa-Northwestern, total was 29.5, easily stayed under. Last I looked, Rutgers this week is 28.5. And again, how does an Iowa game get over? I just don't. I don't.
So I made the mistake of betting the over last week in the Iowa game.
17 total points.
31. Well, I also thought Northwestern's offense was picking up and things like that. So there were things a reason behind it. But yeah, it's really just 3 yards and a cloud of dust to the nth degree. So but to your point, there is a market correction here. And at some point, the over will hit, right?
Right. Like, yeah, it has to.
The question is, the betting market's stubborn and it doesn't always adjust enough. So don't, you know, we can't, you know, we're taught at a very young age the house always wins. Yeah, yes. When the math is clean, right? When the roulette wheel, the craps table, you know the math is clean with the, it's just fixed odds, right? Like it's clean math. But with the market like this, we don't really know what the right number is to make it 50-50 in terms of like an Iowa game. So the stats can only do so much. The math isn't as clean. And thus, there are edges on the under. And going back full circle with the NFL, like, it's just one of those things where, yeah, there are edges in the under.
Doug Kazarian, onlyplayers.com, joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Before I let you go, we do it as an entertainment vehicle. Today's game, I've got a DJ Moore touchdown and the Bears to win as a parlay, Bryce Young over 25 rushing yards as a prop, stuff like that. We try to have fun. Is there a sport that you just enjoy, wagering on, whether or not you feel like it gives you the best odds or anything like that?
I would not wager on it unless I had an edge. That's just where I am in my betting career. But I have edges through my inner circle and stuff like that. And that's what we're trying to capture on the show and in the venture. So I would say, you know, my best sport is WNBA, to be honest.
Really?
But I enjoy it all. And really, the NBA is sort of like my, you know, bread and butter, if you will.
All right. Is there a sport that's frustrating?
Say that again, please.
Is there a sport that's frustrating?
I mean, aren't they all?
Yeah. It just seems like there's more like superfluous points at the ends of basketball games. Like we get into a foul situation, all of a sudden the total, like, wait a second, that was an easy under. And all of a sudden we blow it over by like 10 points.
If you think about it, and this is why there's ways to approach it differently, but if you think about it, all these sports change in the final, whatever it is, 6% of a game, right? You have hockey pulls goalies.
Yep.
Football, you have the prevent defense stuff, right?
Uh-huh.
Basketball, you have the fouling with the chuck and duck threes of the other side. So all these games in the last few minutes completely change. So you're handicapping a game based on the first 95% of the game. And then the last 5% is where all the hijinks is. So that's why a lot of times I'll give out first half totals, first half sides, team totals. There's ways to get away from that noise and the variance. And that's some of the handicapping involved and where your experience comes in, right? And that's how I can explain a lot of inefficiencies in the market and or where the edges lie. And that's just stuff that comes over time. And, you know, people have a lot to learn about this stuff, which is fine because, mm-hmm. you know what? It was federally banned 5 years ago. So if people aren't proficient, I think that's okay. I just think people should try to learn a little bit and glean some wisdom and get some direction rather than just throw out $1 parlays because, you know, these sports books are paying celebrities to talk them stuff that's just not for their benefit, much like state lotteries.
As a kid, I marveled at the fact that I was like watching stuff on TV, usually late at night, and Gabe Kaplan was hosting a gambling show. Mr. Cotter was hosting a gambling show, and I couldn't square that in my brain. Doug Kazarian, onlyplayers.com. I'm looking on the site right now. You guess you like the under between the Panthers and the Bears, which, I mean, why would we think anything else? I've seen both of these teams play. Doug, right. I thank you so much for the time. Hopefully we can do it again.
Likewise. Thanks for having me on, Adam.
You got it. Doug Kazarian here on the Adam Gold Show. It is onlyplayers.com. And yeah, they yes. do videos and yeah. I'm,
not to be I screwed confused that. With OnlyFans. It's not.
Whoa.
That's not.
What are we doing?
Hey,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
This is playersonly.com.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Excuse me.
There's plenty of athletes on there, too.
Oh, are there?
Yes.
Okay, I have no idea.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Right. Okay. We should probably do a rewind.